News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Wildfires continue to burn across the Los Angeles region. Fox's Matt Finn reports many residents are on edge.
Adding to the panic, L.A. County is accidentally sending out countywide evacuation alerts to millions of people. Officials apologized and explained it's a technical error they're working on. Multiple fires are burning across L.A., including the Eaton Fire near Pasadena that's exploded to more than 13,000 acres, decimating entire neighborhoods.
The fires have killed at least 11 people. Facebook and Instagram owner Meta announcing Tuesday it will replace its fact-checking process with community moderation. President Biden calls the move shameful.
It's just completely contrary to everything America's about. We want to tell the truth. We haven't always done it as a nation, but we want to tell the truth.
President-elect Donald Trump praised the decision, calling it a victory for free speech. America's listening to Fox News.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The List, from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan,
along with John Nixon and Greg Bevermeyer.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
A late Tuesday night Jackson County traffic stop led to the arrest of two individuals on drug charges. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris says shortly after 11 o'clock, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a car near 150th and Q Roads. The driver, 24-year-old Jade Mendoza, Topeka, was arrested for possession of fentanyl, possession of cocaine, possession of an hallucinogenic drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, and several traffic offenses. The passenger, 43-year-old Joseph Purvis, a Meriden, was arrested for possession of meth, possession of an hallucinogenic drug, possession of THC, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony interference with a law enforcement officer, and a Waubenson County warrant for failure to appear. Following their arrest, the pair were booked into the Jackson County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office is asking the public for information regarding a number of mailboxes that were damaged or stolen this past week. According to a release, the Sheriff's Office took multiple reports of mailboxes that were damaged or stolen on January 1st along Hopkins Creek Road, Lake Elbow Road, and Rockingham Road in rural St. George. The Sheriff's Office says information obtained during the investigation suggests that at least two unknown persons in an unknown vehicle were involved. The total loss exceeds $500. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact Sergeant Young at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office at 785-457-3353 or leave a tip on their Crime Stoppers link at ptsheriff.com.
A new county clerk has been appointed for Atchison County. According to Atchison County GOP Chair Derek Franklin, a GOP convention was held Wednesday evening at the Atchison County Courthouse, with Susan Kerrigan selected to fill the seat left vacant by the retirement of fellow Republican Michelle Phillips, whose retirement becomes effective January 14th. According to Atchison County's website, the county clerk's duties are many, including serving as the county election officer, with the office handling all voter registrations, while overseeing the filing of all candidates for county offices, school boards, and township offices. The clerk also serves as secretary to the county commissioners and is in charge of the records for the county, while all budgets for the schools, fire districts, cemetery districts, drainage, watershed, cities, and special districts are filed and processed through the clerk's office.
The Falls City Council Monday night approved resubmitting a letter of intent to apply for the 2025 Civic and Community Center Financing Fund Program grant for a Falls City Outdoor Amphitheater Park to be located in the 1500 block of Stone Street. The grant would be from the Nebraska Department of Economic Development, and an application will be for $562,000 to go toward an estimated project cost of $1.2 million. The grant cannot account for more than 50% of the total project cost. The city applied for this grant funding in 2024, but was not successful. In other business, the council approved a loan agreement in an amount of up to $25,920 with Ryan Schutte, owner of Car A's at 1515 Stone Street. The loan funds will come from community development block grant funds the city received for a downtown revitalization program.
Kansas Republican United States Senator Jerry Moran this week was ratified by the Senate Republican Conference as chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, saying that he is grateful for the opportunity to serve in the role. Moran, following his installation into the position, said in a release that the current plan is to hold the VA accountable and work to empower veterans so they can achieve success after service. Moran has worked throughout his time in Congress to improve the quality of life for nearly 250,000 veterans that live in Kansas. He has served on both the House and Senate committees on Veterans Affairs and served as both ranking member and chairman of the committee. Saying that he looks forward to working with Connecticut's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, former Congressman Doug Collins, and President Donald Trump, Moran says their efforts will be to provide veterans with timely, convenient, and high-quality health care and benefits. That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msdnews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. As we head into tonight, we're going to be right around our average low temperatures for this time of year. And as we exit the week and start the weekend, it looks like our low temperatures will steadily rise by Saturday night, lows in the mid-20s. But then by Sunday night, we'll drop off into the single digits again. Average highs around this time of year at 37 degrees and our average lows around 16 degrees. Into tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, below around 13 degrees, with southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday looks partly sunny with a high near 32, with south winds at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Saturday night brings a chance for snow showers through the overnight under mostly cloudy skies with a low around 25 degrees, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday looks partly sunny with a high near 33, with northwest winds at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I am meteorologist Jay Marslick.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here, courtside, for the play-by-play here, Crit and Profit. Helping me out some stats, Troy Bowman off to my right, and Kirk Tillman back in studio, making sure this ship stays afloat. Though there's not much water, as we are currently right now on ice. But we have play here today. Nothing, thankfully, this game not being canceled, though plenty of games around the area have been postponed. I know off the top of my head, I know that Onega and Hanover, a TVO game that did got postponed. Not sure how many other TVO games were postponed, but I know that one was one of the ones that I got ticked up in my ear not too long ago. But here, it's the Eagles and the Frankfort Wildcats up here to play. Boys teams for the Clifton Clyde Eagles right now, ranked number 10. In Class 1A Division 1 at 4-3, Frankfort Wildcats right now ranked number 9, 5-2 in the league currently. They just got off a big-time loss against Hanover. They lost 60-50. The Clifton Clyde Eagles, they come off also a close loss, 60-55, against the Centralia boys. And talking about both those games, more specifically the one I saw last week for the Frankfort boys, it was a close game. In fact, they were up 21-17 in the second quarter. Unfortunately, Frankfort, they got outscored in that second quarter, and really, they just really couldn't pace up and keep up with the intensity. But looking to turn the page, get things going on the right side of things, and continually improving. This is second-year head coach for Adam Schreiner. I get an opportunity to talk to him every week. He's confident in his team. He knows he's got an incredible lineup top to bottom from Anderson and Loizzo. And for the Clifton Clyde Eagles, they got some big-time players with, again, head coach, first-year head coach, Josh Skocny, but he was an assistant last year. He's got two starters returning from last season. And this Clifton Clyde Eagles team, they've had so much success. They had four players recognized as all-league benches last year and having two recognized by the KBCA level. And then they finished 19-4 in the season. 10-1 in CPO play. Coach Chance of Centralia. They won sub-state 61-43 over Frankfort. They have a four-game winning streak versus Frankfort. Unfortunately, they did lose in the first round 50-50 to Opie. But history has been made for the Clifton Clyde Eagles team as they have the most wins spend across a four-year span ever in school history. So absolutely incredible. And that senior class that graduated, they went to state 3 out of 4 of their years. So absolutely incredible numbers there for Clifton Clyde. But let's get here with the starting lineups here for the Frankfort Wildcats. Number 4, Wes Anderson. Number 23, Lane Malizo. 33, Carter Olson. Number 10, Tyler Smith. And number 34, Fred Rosequist. Number 5 for the Eagles, Trexton Cook. Number 14, Kai Chase. Number 15, the leading scorer with 25.4 points per game, CBL All-League player, as well as a second-team All-League State player, Jack Scotchney. Number 23, Oliver Nobert. And then number 30, Broden Cook. All that being said, we'll take a quick break for the playing of our national anthem. Upcoming here at 92.1 KMZA, we have the Clifton Clyde Eagles boys, ranked number 10 against the number 9 ranked Frankfort Wildcats, all in Class 1A Division 1, a showdown in the CBL.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on the tip-off, it's Carter Olson to the right of your dial and to the left, Kai Chase. And here it's won quickly by the Clifton Clyde Eagles as we get started with boys basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. You're locked into as we have the 9th-ranked team, the 10th-ranked team, the Eagles, taking on the 9th-ranked team, the Wildcats, here at home for Frankfurt. Far side corner, three-point shot up by Scotty, and he puts it in for three to start this game with a three-point shot. And the Clifton Clyde Eagles start up 3-0. Do these teams, high competition, three-point shot taken here by Frankfurt, gets missed, rebounded underneath by Scotchney. The first points of the game and rebound of the game by the second team All-State and All-League returner. He takes another three off a screen, could not make it, rebound by Wes Anderson. Anderson quickly down the court now, kicks it out here to Tyler Smith. Smith up to the right side, out to Olsen. Olsen firing out to his left to Anderson. Anderson dribbles inside, kicks out, three-point shot, couldn't lay it in, ripped away by Kai Chase for the rebound, his first of the game. Three-point shot up and off the rim, rebound by Kai Chase to keep it alive for the offensive possession, and Scotchney gets it quick and goes in. Good setup there by Kai Chase, the senior, to the 6'4" senior, Jack Scotchney. Up at the top here, Frankfurt Wildcats, right to the right side, to Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson fighting it down low, passes it off to Rosequist. Rosequist against Ty Chase. He goes in and gets two. First points on the board go up for the Wildcats. Down by three, 5-2, 6:20 to go, and a travel. The first turnover of the game goes against the Eagles. On the far side, it's going to get called against Broden Cook, the 5'10 senior getting called on the travel. Down by three, 5-2, 6:19 to go. With the ball, Frankfurt Cats. They're down by three. By the way, there is a shot clock. First time we've seen a shot clock all year. Frankfurt in the white tops, red bottoms with the red lettering and stripes for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. It is the red tops and bottoms with the white stripes and black lettering. And here another turnover, back-to-back travels from both teams. So both teams packing the bags, but this time carrying the luggage down the court is the Eagles, Trexton Cook. Cook with it, far side of the wing. Driving inside, bounces out in the wing now, over the top, gets it off the back of the rim, and it slips inside. Trexton Cook cooking up something in the kitchen. Carter Olsen to his right side now to Wes Anderson. Anderson, the inside dump off, underneath, now kicks back out to Anderson. Screen set by Rosequist, underneath, bounce pass, good look. Rosequist loses the ball, gets punched right out, but it gets kept by Lane Loizo. Tyler Smith going up to the top, now passing it off to Rosequist. Rosequist out to Olsen. Olsen up at the wing, now to Loizo. Dumped up inside, now Loizo drives in against the rim and lost. Scotchney makes the rebound down the court quickly, passes it off to his right to Nobert. Nobert cuts inside, kicks out to Scotchney. 7-2, 5:04 to go in the opening quarter. Up by five, the Eagles. Already flying high in this early start here. Jump shot in front of the basket by Nobert was not made. Rebound by Rosequist. And now that's going to be a quick turnover for Frankfurt. It was Carter Olsen looking to Tyler Smith on the deep corner, but Smith was not looking back at him. And now Tyler Smith will come off the court with a left leg lift. So quick substitution, Porter Colvin, the 5'10 junior, steps in the game, averaging 1.7 points per game and 1.3 rebounds per game. Again, he steps in for Tyler Smith, who averages nearly 5 points a game and 4 rebounds a game. It's the Eagles with the ball, drive inside by Cook before he cuts it back out to Ethan Sacco, who's now in the game. Sacco passes it out to Nobert. Nobert inside, steps out, passes it out to the left, now back to the right. In the game for the first time, Levi Thrasher. Holding on the ball is Nobert. Nobert to his right, Broden Cook. Broden Cook trying to set a inside floater behind the back. Layup attempted by Luke Nobert. Couldn't go in with it. And the rebound by Carter Olsen. Out to the right on the pass. Loizo, the drive inside. Spins around. Looks to his right. Fires to Colvin. Colvin inside to Loizo. Loizo trapped by two. Fires up on the fadeaway, but couldn't go in. And now a quick rebound made by Levi Thrasher. Going to the deep corner, the Sacco. Sacco skips it across, and, well, the intended target was Oliver Nobert, but but that is a no-go on anyone that was going to remotely get a hand on that ball. That will be a turnover for the Eagles. Carter Olson with the ball now. Right-hand dribble past the midcourt logo. Cuts inside after passing it off to the Lizo. Now to Porter Colvin. Colvin upside to Anderson after the cut and screen. Anderson between his legs. Loses the ball. It's on the ground. Picked up quickly by Cook. Cook down the court. Sets up a nice floater underneath by Thrasher. Thrasher loses it. Ball knocked on the ground. Pinballing around. Back into the hands of Lane Lizo. He keeps it now. Both teams turning it over back-to-back, but Frankfurt comes up with it. Lane Lizo out to his left side. Porter Colvin. Colvin drives inside the baseline, uses the back of the backboard, and drives in with a right-hand layup. Nice underhand layup and finesse. Now a three-point game, 7-4. Scotchy takes a three and rattles it in like a bone in a tin can. Gets Scotchy with now 8 points on the game. He is 2 of 3 from the three. Frankfurt, they try to respond with a three themselves by Porter Colvin. Scotchy underneath to make the rebound. 3 points. Three times up on the board looking for the fourth. And he misses another three. Now 2 of 4 from around the arc. Easy rebound by Lizo. Porter Colvin with it. Colvin. Lizo cuts inside. He's calling for a wide open pass. Was not seen. Now it's back to Colvin. Drive inside by Olsen. Olsen using the backboard. Rocks out to the rim. And a foul. Looks like might be an overhead from the Eagles. It's 10-4. 2:25 to go in the opening quarter. 34 is on the shot clock for the throw-in from Wes Anderson. Stepping into the game for the Frankfurt Wildcats for the first time tonight, Chase Stahlbaumer, number 52. Chase Stahlbaumer, who did start last week, is a 6'8" senior. Big body, the tallest out there on the court. He sets a screen, and Lizo catches it up at the free throw line. Swings up the left side to Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson drives to his left, has to hold it, and fires to his right. Now to Anderson. Three ripped away and nothing but net for Wes Anderson. Colin the Smith and Wes in the way. He fired that one right on through. 10-7 now. Anderson, who is just a junior, but he is an all-talented pro at nearly every sport he plays. One of the most talented passers on all of the TVL at the quarterback position. No surprise that he can hit a three-pointer from anywhere on the court. Trexton Cook here to throw in underneath the basket after the foul from Chase Stahlbaumer. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will stay still with the Clifton Clyde Eagles. This time, they're going to switch the throw-in man to Oliver Nobert. Nobert, far side wing. Now passed up to the top to Scotchney. Scotchney out to his left side. Scotchney opened up at the top. Goes inside. Floats it over to Kai Chase. And it gets taken away for an easy steal by Lizo. And going inside, Porter Colvin, number 0. His fourth point of the game. Quick response. It's now 10-9. Cutting the lead is the Frankfurt Wildcats. Calling for his screen up at the top, trying to slow down the momentum. Broden Cook, and it looks like it's going to be an offensive foul here called against the Eagles for their fifth turnover of the game. Frankfurt Eagles only with three. Sorry, Frankfurt Wildcats only with three. 1:22 to go in the opening quarter. We got a one-point game, Matt, 10-9. The girls' game was awful close. Looks like the Eagles able to come out on top, 49-38, if anyone did not catch that final score. Eagles ladies winning. Chase Stahlbaumer underneath the basket goes in for two. Chase against Chase, and Chase wins. What are the odds on that? And now the Frankfurt Wildcats are up now 11-10, and they have the lead for the first time tonight for our first lead change. With it, Scotchney passing it out to his left side to Nobert. Nobert the drive in on the left lane. Looking to pass it out. Flips it out of the deep corner. On the baseline. Working with it. Nobert to Scotchney. And Scotchney looks like he is going to get fouled by the Wildcats. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. There is 5 seconds left on the shot clock here on this throw-in play. So Eagles will have to take a shot. Well, no, they're going to change it to 35. So 39 seconds left in the quarter, 35 on the shot clock. Throw in here, and it's going to be a kick against Chase Stahlbaumer. Get the Clyde off the three, throw it in. Oliver Noper looking over the top, looks to the baseline, back up top, over the top pass, into the breadbasket of Trexton Cook as he has to turn around to make it. Colt German, who comes in the game now, and then a long three-point shot, take it, and rolls right in. Oliver Noebert sinking the three. Three threes have been made by the Eagles in this quarter. Down the court is Frankfurt, and it looks like there might just be a foul underneath the basket. Called against Clifton Clyde. And that foul will send none other than Tyler Smith up to the free throw line, who's been just about averaging a 70% free throw shot average. Tyler Smith shoots the first one, and it bangs and bucks right after, right off the back of the rim. Looking to try to draw within a one-point game. It's the first time anyone's also got that free throw line tonight. And we've seen now our first miss and first make. Tyler Smith going 1-for-2 from the free throw line, back to a one-point game with 19 to go in the first quarter. 13-12. Ball getting slow rolled on the ground, now getting picked up by Trexton Cook. Cook with it. Dribbles is to his left. Crossing to his right. Passing it to Skocny. Skocny passing to his right now. To Noebert. Noebert going back to Skocny with 2 seconds left. Long three taken and rattling off the front of the rim from Luke Noebert, the 6'1 junior. And that will conclude an intense opening quarter. It's 13-12. The Eagles have the lead. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is the start of the second quarter here at 92.1 KMZA. Porter Coleman underneath the basket as he's nearly laid down. A tackle out there on the court. And that's going to put him up to the free throw line. So Carter Olson with a chance to tie this game at 13-12, down by one. Is Frankfurt, and now still down by one, as the ball, well, it just rolls right out of the basket. And Carter Olson now takes a second shot, and that one off the rim as well, but he goes 0-for-2 up at the free throw line. Rebound gets picked up by Jack Skocny, who, by the way, had an incredible first quarter, hitting 2 threes. He went 2-of-4 from around the perimeter, as well as he had a nice inside shot, already with 8 total points on the game. Trexton Cook with the ball. The drive inside, steps out and passes it to Kai Chase. Kai Chase, behind his back, hands it out to Jack Skocny. Catch Skocny is going to get very clearly fouled. Lane Wiseau coming down with that right hand right across the wrist of Jack Skocny as he was trying for a long layup attempt. That was maybe 7 foot away from the basket. Gotchney earns two chances up to the free throw line. Hits the first one. Jack Gotchney, who is a TVL All-League player, as well as a second-team All-League player, a Player of the Year finalist. He had 387 total points last season, averaged 18 points a game and 6 rebounds a game. This season, he's already averaging 25.4 points a game. He goes 2-for-2 for the free throw line to give himself 10 total points already in just 9 minutes into this game. 7:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Tyler Smith uses the backboard mid-range shot from the baseline on the left side, and that gets his third point of the game. Game drawn back within one, 15-14, 7 to go here. We're a minute into the second quarter. Kai Chase with the ball. He's wide open. Doesn't take a three-point shot. Instead, screams for Scotchney to take one, and Scotchney, he misses his third three-pointer he's missed today. Carter Olson down the court, kicks it out. Lane Loizzo to Tyler Smith. Rosequist, who sets the screen for Olsen. Olsen, who drives inside, finds the lane and goes in for two. I really shouldn't say he found one. I should say Carter Olsen. He carved one up himself, and he went in for two. Now 16-15. That is now our third lead change. 16-15. Frankfurt back ahead. Gotchney taking a three and lets it rock in. Jack Gotchney is now 3 of 6 from around the perimeter. He has banked 3 threes in this game. A steal early here in this quarter. Broden Cook getting the ball right back. 18-16 is again another lead change. Listen, Clyde shooting another three. Same spot, same story, same success. Jack Gotchney landing another one on the moon. 21-16 now. Back-to-back threes. Retake this lead and extend it. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Frankfurt, another turnover. That is now their fifth of the game. Both teams with 5 unofficial turnovers. And now a timeout taken by Frankfurt as they are down 21-16 when they were once up 16-14. A little bit of a run, 7 points straight here, and a lot of that you credit to the right hand, the electric hand of Jack Gotchney, who has hit 2 threes and he went 2 for 3 throws. He has the only points in this quarter for the Eagles. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 19.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
21-16 is the score right now. With the lead is the Eagle. Up 21-16. Eagles with the possession. Cook swinging out to his right side. Luke Nobert passing up near to Levi Thrasher, who comes back into the game. Works the baseline back to Nobert. 3-point shot taken. Good setup on the far from Sacco, but the rebound by Stahlbomber, his first of the game, for the 6'8" giant senior. Stahlbomber gets at the top of the perimeter. They leave him wide open. They're going to assume the big man don't take threes. And off that assumption, I'm going to assume he does not. Ball down to Wes Anderson. Anderson swinging out to his right to Colvin. Colvin driving inside the top of the arc. Out to the left, now to the right. On the far wing, Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson takes a three. Could not get to go in. There was only a couple seconds remaining on the shot clock. Had to get that one to try to go in. Levi Thrasher nearly loses the ball on the court. It gets kept alive here by none other than Luke Nobert. And a foul on the far wing against the Frankfurt Wildcats. And that will allow Jack Gotchney to shoot 3 free throws up at the free throw line. Zach Scotchney, who on this game is 4 of 7 from the 3-point line. And from the free throw line now is 2 of 3 as he misses his first here. Zach Scotchney with 16 points already on this game. 12 points and 1 from 3-point shots. And here he's up on the line. Again, he has a chance to shoot 3 free throws. He is 1 of 2 on this attempt. On the game, he's 3 of 4. See if he can make himself 4 of 5. Zach Scotchney, the Player of the Year finalist, goes 2 for 3 up on his attempts. A big game from him as he already has 18 points on this game. 12 points alone from threes, 12 points alone from threes, and 4 points from free throw shots. He's been getting it done all over the court. He's been finding success in every avenue. It's 23-16. Down by 7 is Frankfurt, and they get fouled by the Eagles. They have the ball. 4 minutes to go, the half. And Jack Scotchney, well, he averages 25.4 points per game, and he's already at 18 points on this game in the first half already. He is just one of the only 3 scorers on the team right now for the Eagles. Ball gets thrown it over top here to Porter Coleman for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Swung out to the right, deep side to Smith. Smith on the deep corner, 1-on-1 against Levi Thrasher, drives to the baseline. Fader tries to hit a fade on top of him, but Thrasher comes up with the rebound. He's now got 2 rebounds on the game, 1 in the first, 1 in the second. Deep wing now to corner, to Thrasher. Thrasher passed up to the top to Sacco. Sacco to the near ear to Oliver Nobert. Nobert passing up to his right side to Colt German. And there's going to be a kick on the floor against the Wildcats. And now the Eagles will have a near full substitution out on the court. In fact, they will have a full substitution out on the court. They put all 5 starters back into this game. They originally came out and started. Trexton Cook, bounce passing to Scotchney. Scotchney turning around, keeping a couple steps back here. A screen set by Ty Chase. Jump shots, and that one misses by a mile underneath. So Jack Scotchney, who's had nothing but finesse in this game, used a little too much finesse and not enough air in the pump. And the ball went right to the Wildcats. Wildcats here pressured on the, looks like about a half-court pickup here. Ball gets knocked back out of bounds. Frankfurt having to throw it right back inside. Getting open is Anderson. Anderson now down the court, and it gets knocked back out of play again by the Eagles. Frankfurt will still have the ball here with 3:15 to go, down by 7, 23-16. Frankfurt, they took a pretty decently, or they were down by a decent margin in that first quarter, but managed to come back and take a lead. Here they will have to try to do the same as they work down by 7. Chase Stahlbaumer left wide open at the top once again. He sets the screen for Porter Colvin. Chase Stahlbaumer turns around, and he will be fouled and go up and shoot 2. And Chase Stahlbaumer, he's nearly always open at the top of the perimeter, but they give him about, well, they put a yardstick between him and every defender. They say, if you want to, go ahead and shoot it. All right, now he'll go ahead and shoot free throw shots. And Chase Stahlbaumer, he has actually not made a free throw shot yet this season. And here he does. He makes his first one. Live on air, Chase Stahlbaumer. Loads it up and fires it in. Makes it a 6-point game. Ty Chase comes out to the bench here and in substitution, Luke Nobert for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Chase Stahlbaumer. Top of the free throw line, he's 1 for 1 right now, seeking possibly a 2 for 2. It looks good and it floats right in. Kudos to the big man. That ain't no hack-a-shack. He tomahawks both of them right in. 23-18, 2:48 left to go in the second quarter. Up by 5. Here's still the Eagles, screened by Scotchney. It's back out to him. He's wide open for 3. went off the rim. Rebound by Luke Nobert. Nobert, he steps back for a three, and he can. That's why you don't give up second chance opportunities, especially to a team that has already splashed in 6 3-point shots in this first half. Underneath is Chase Stahlbaumer, and he gets fouled. Well, looks like actually he'll be the one who does the fouling. 26-18. And again, you go back to those numbers I mentioned. 6 3-pointers already for the Eagles in this first half. 18 of their 26 points have come in from around the perimeter. That means they've only scored 8 points from inside the arc. Taking it down the court, Trexton Cook. Now the far wing, a drive inside by Broden Cook. Finds Joshie Skoshny, kicks it out to Oliver Nobert. Nobert on the far wing, drives inside, goes over the top, out the rim. And it's rebounded, and it's fought back again. Cook, who made the rebound, trying to go back in, and they're going to call a jump ball. And there is a lot of arguing here. And the possession will stay with the Eagles. Adam Schreiner is trying to case his point for what should be possibly, what should maybe have been a foul against the Eagles. But regardless, a jump ball. And the possession will be here with the Eagles. Still an 8-point lead with 1:51 left to go here. Thrown inside, and woo, a cheerleader just got tilted with that one. As Wes Anderson comes in for a hit. Trexton Cook, and now it's called a timeout called by head coach Josh Scotchney. A full timeout taken with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. It's an 8-point lead for the Eagles, 26-18. Go no nowhere. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network after a timeout taken, first timeout taken by the Eagles, which is 1:50 left here of the half. The score 26-18. Again, the Eagles with the lead. We've seen 4 lead changes so far in this game. Again, the Eagles right now primarily with the dominance. The only timeout we've seen in this game have both come from the second quarter. Last one was taken by the Frankfurt Wildcats when they were down 21-16. But since that timeout taken, 5 points have went on the board for the Eagles, and only 2 have went up for the Wildcats. It's the Eagles who are underneath their offensive basket trying to look for another bucket. Throwing it in is Oliver Nobert. He finds Skoshny. Skoshny has landed 4 three-pointers here today. And he steps right back out. Doesn't take a three that time, though. Looks to kick out here. Back to Oliver Nobert. Back to Skoshny. Skoshny now takes it to the baseline. Kicks back to Nobert. Nobert trying to find an outlet. Goes inside and rolling right past Trexton Cook out of bounds. It's a turnover in the hands of Frankfurt. 6 turnovers for the Eagles, 5 for the Wildcats. But right now winning the rebound battle is the Eagles, and that has been the big thing here today, has been the second chance opportunities that have allowed to become 3-point shots for the Eagles. Carter Olsen is fouled, and he'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Right now, Frankfurt Wildcats shooting 50%, 3 of 6. Clifton Clyde Eagles, 4 of 5 on the game. Both teams shooting incredibly well and proficient at the line. Frankfurt on the season, who averages 50 points a game, 41.4 points defensively given per game. This is also Queen of Courts night here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. So a lot of guys out here looking nice. But looking nice out there on the court right now, Carter Olsen is going to shoot 2. And Olsen, he misses this one. Olsen has now missed three straight free throw shots. He went 0 for 2 in the first quarter, and he's still 0 for 3. Lane Loizzo steps to the bench here for the Wildcats. And Carter Olsen finally finds the free throw bucket. As the Frankfurt Wildcats are now 4 of 8 on the game, shooting from the free throw line. Now only down by 7, 26-19 score. 1:04 left to go in the half. Shot clock at 16 seconds. Levi Thrasher with it. Passing near side to Broden Cook. Broden Cook inside pass. Dump off to Skoczny. Up to the top. Open three. Trying to dish it in and could not. Porter Coleman makes the rebound. But Trexton Cook was wide open for it. Skips only across. Wide open three on an island. And it sinks. Tyler Smith. It's now a 4-point game, 26-22, with 33 to go in the half. Ball underneath Wes Anderson, and it is now turnover. The Wildcats have it now with 24 to go. Tyler Smith holding it high, fires out to the right to Carter Olsen. A team that was once down 26-18 is now crawling back with four straight points scored. Out to the right now. Up to the top, to Olsen. Olsen looking for the triple option with 5 seconds behind the back layup. Couldn't get to go down. Scotty down the court. Half-court shot. And off the back of the white. That will finish the first half. It's 26-22. The Eagles with the lead. Don't go nowhere, folks. We're back in a couple minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Credit and Profit, Troy Croft off to my right, helping me with some stats, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Welcome to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, on the island, cc.edu. Shout out to Highland, starting school back up on Monday for myself. My second semester, couldn't shout out more for education again. Highland Community College, you can get started by going online at highlandcc.edu. So again here, it's the Clifton Clyde Eagles right now with the lead. They're up 26-22 coming into the half. They led 13-12 coming out of that first quarter. They did outscore the Wildcats in the second quarter 13-10. But keep in mind, folks, this was a lot more of a separated score at one point. It was 26-18, and the Wildcats, well, they were able to get on a run there at the very end of that quarter, scoring four straight to draw within a four-point game. Big three-point shot got landed by Tyler Smith. I mean, he was wide open, an island on the sun, and he just was able to go in with it. So a big-time shot for him. Wes Anderson, he also knocked down a three in that second quarter. But the big thing here for the Clifton Clyde Eagles is the three-point shots. And a lot of times, when you talk about three-point shots, you know, how much does that represent a team's total success? Well, the Eagles, they have knocked down six threes. They four threes alone have come from Jack Scotchney. Jack Scotchney, who right now in this game has 18 total points, 12 of those points coming from threes, four of those points coming from the free throw line. He is right now 4 of 5 from the free throw marker. The team right now, as a total, is 4 of 5, as he is the only one who's went up and shot free throw shots. Frankfurt right now is 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Right now, 6 rebounds only for the Wildcats, 10 rebounds unofficially from the Eagles. That has kind of been the real difference maker, is the amount of rebounds. Those rebounds have turned into second chance opportunities to be kicked out and shot for 3-point shots. Clifton Clyde really hasn't looked that great when trying to penetrate inside. When you just look up at a high comparison, Frankfurt clearly dominates on the board when it comes to the player height. But again, when you can just get outside the perimeter, keep your shot selection to, good clean shots, because they're not really taking bad three-pointers. They're getting screens, they're getting guys wide open, and those opportunities do create good three-pointers. And with that comes the reward, but we do know the saying, live by the three, die by the three. So it all comes down to this next half. Do the Eagles stay with that, or do they flow the momentum to maybe try to get more points down low and try to work that success inside? Again, if I were to guess a 2-point shot rating from inside, I would say they're shooting at about 30% on the inside bucket, whereas they are shooting at nearly a 50 to 60% on the outside of the arc. So when you do that, it comes in handy. Some other things as well, 7 turnovers at the half for the Eagles, 5 unofficially there for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Going over some of the scores, Jack Scotchney with 18 points on it. He is just one of the 4 scorers here for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. The only one who's been able to get on the board more than once, as Trexton Cook has got 2 points on the board. Oliver Nobert with 3 with a 3-pointer. Luke Nobert with 3 with a 3-pointer. As 3 players in the Eagles hit 3s, only 2 for the Wildcats hit 3s, with Wes Anderson as well as Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith right now has 6 points on the game. Ty Carter Olsen with 3. Wes Anderson with 3 with a 3-point shot. Chase Stahlbaumer with 4 points, going 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Fred Rosequist, who right now has 2 points and a rebound. Porter Colvin, 4 points and a rebound. So the Frankfurt Wildcats, it's about continuing the momentum, not trying to play catch-up so late in all the quarters, because at this point, it's been a rough both quarters, both first and second quarter, has been rough starts, but they have led to good finishes. However, what they need to do is get out into a good start, as soon as the gun fires off in the third quarter, they need to get on the run. They need to get on the board. Keep dominating. Don't necessarily look for that 3-point shot like the Eagles are doing, but keep saying what you're doing inside and get those free throw shots to go up and go in. For the Clifton Clyde Eagles, I wouldn't say word of advice, but to go into the right direction for them, keep the 3-pointers if you're hot with them, but also extend that to the down low. Start increasing that shooting percentage on the inside and start having some other guys earn some opportunities to go up to the free throw line. Because right now, the Eagles only have 4 guys who have gotten onto the scoreboard. The Wildcats, they have 6. And when it comes down to a game, the more guys that you can get to contribute onto your board, the more successful of a team that you can usually have by the outcome. The Wildcats, they're still in this one, only down by 4, 26-22. As for the Eagles, they're red hot right now from that 3-point line. Can't continue in the second half. We'll only know if you stay here on 92.1 KMZA. We're back in a couple minutes for the second half start. Again, it is 26-22, the Eagles lead.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we're here for your whole family. From prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA, simulcast alongside our friends at 103.9 KMZA. Welcome, welcome all. We just got off our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Played a little catch up for some folks who are now just tuning in on the night. St. Clair Eagle, Lady Eagles, they came back from behind in a game. They were down 36-31 coming out of the third quarter into the fourth and final quarter. They outscored the Frankfort Wildcats 18-2 in that fourth and final quarter to win 49-38. So, again, the Eagle Ladies, the Lady Eagles, they won earlier on the game of the night. But right now, we just hit the halftime of the Clifton Clyde Eagle Boys taking on the Frankfort Wildcat Boys. Wildcats, who right now ranks number 9 in the Class 1A Division 1 of state. And Clifton Clyde Eagles right now as well in that same classification and division are ranked number 10. But they have the lead right now up by 4, 26-22. And again, let's kind of we've got 3 more minutes here as they've continued to add more time to this halftime. There was a Queen of Quartz segment, so they've just been adding 3 minutes. So, heck, why not? We're going to add some more time here to kind of talk about this game. We got plenty of time as well as kind of introduce some things to people who are coming in today. Again, Clifton Clyde Eagles, who are right now 4-3 on this season, but still, again, ranked top 10. They have played tough teams, though. They have played Sacred Heart. They have played Harrington, Council Grove, Chase County, St. John's Tipton, Rock Creek, and Centralia. Only two losses out of those games I mentioned. Three losses out of those games I mentioned. Sacred Heart, Council Grove, and Centralia. For the Frankfort Wildcats, their season has been also great as they won the Wabunsee tournament going 3-0. And they also right now 5-2 on the overall, only losses coming at Hanover last week, which they did have a lead in that game, 21-17 in the second quarter. But unfortunately, once that lead changed for them, they could not come back. They lost 60-50. They also lost earlier on the season in their second game to Pawnee City, 56-48. This is a game where the Frankfort Wildcats are trying to break what is a four-game losing streak against Frankfort, as Frankfort has not won since January 28th of 2022, which they won 48-35. Last year, also, Clifton Clyde Eagles, they won the sub-state championship game to go to state. In that game, they did beat the Frankfort Wildcats 61-43 to progress on to state. In that state team, also, those seniors, that senior class, they had went to state 3 out of 4 years that they had played, so an incredible accomplishment, along with the record-breaking numbers that that class put up, as that was the most wins in a span of 4 years ever in school history. So a big accomplishment for them this season. They return two starters, and with those starters, big-time players, mostly coming from Jack Scotchney, the DVL All-League player, second-team All-League. He's averaging 25.4 points per game on this season. But in this game already, he's got 18 points. He's 4 of his points are from the free throw line. 12 of his points are from around the perimeter. He's shooting 4 of 7 around the arc. The team right now has hit 6 threes from around the perimeter. It has been an absolute incredible outing here for the Eagles as they have been hot from the 3. Again, 18 of their total 26 points have been made from around the arc. And that's absolutely incredible stats. But say it with me, folks. You live by the 3, you die by the 3. So it all comes down to this. Can the Clifton Clyde Eagles continue to stay hot from the three-point line, or are they going to have to try to find some greater success inside? For the Frankfort Wildcats, well, they're getting it down all around on the court. So that being said, we now step into the second half here on 92.1 KMZ, simulcast alongside our folks at KMZland 103.9 KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet, helping out steps to my right, Troy Prophet and Kirk Kilman. Back in studio, we got 2 quarters, 16 minutes combined. Let's get going here for the second half. Down at the Frankfort Wildcats home court gym. Frankfort here with the possession. Tyler Smith, the throw-in. Out of the near side to Carter Olson. Carter Olson keeping it head high. Now to Lane Loizzo. Screen at the top by Fred Rosequist. Lane Loizzo inside. Carter Olson, 3-point shot from the top. Wide open. Could not make it. Kai Chase picks up the rebound. His third of the game. Goes out to his left side to Trexon Cook. Cook inside. Hesitates to pass to the left and then fires. Gets out to Nobert. Nobert out to the left. Wide open three by Trexon Cook. And that time off the rim, taken by Wes Anderson. Down the court, Carter Olson. Olson finding Tyler Smith. Open for three. And he drains it. The game is now within by one. And Tyler Smith has made the last back-to-back threes for the Frankfort Wildcats. He's been left on an island both times. And both times he has drained it. 26-25 with the lead is the Eagles by one. 7 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. We're just 60 seconds in here. And the Wildcats are on a streak. In fact, the Wildcats have scored now 7 straight unanswered points. A drive inside, looking around, kick back out to Scotchney. He goes for the three. It rattles in like a phone in a tin can, but finds its way out of the basket. Rebound by Rosequist down the court to the far side. Carter Olson on the deep wing. Inside pass off to Rosequist. Rosequist drive down the right lane against Ty Chase. And the one-on-one proves good. The fifth lead change of the game goes to the Frankfort Wildcats. 9 straight unanswered points, 27-26. Frankfort has reclaimed the lead. And the Eagles are now working from behind once again. Still scoreless here in this opening of the third quarter. Just a minute and 48 seconds in. Behind the back of Nobert goes to Scotchney. Scotchney is now 4-8 from around the perimeter tonight. Pump fake, now back out to Scotchney. The drive inside, a floater over the top and off the rim. Rebound picked up by Loizzo, and I mentioned it. The Eagles have struggled in inside shooting tonight. If I were to reckon, they are shooting at a near 30%. on Inside the Arc. It looks like there will be an injury timeout on the court as Tyler Smith, who has been the incredible three-point shooter tonight, hobbles back to the bench. This is actually not the first time he's hobbled back to the bench tonight. This is the second time. I believe he also has a cast on one of his fingers. So he's going to hobble back on the same leg, and he's going to try to go back into the huddle with his team. I believe he has two fingers actually taped together. So a player who, again, not 100% sure what his injury is, but he's been favoring that, looks like, right leg a couple of times here, and he'll go off the locker room by himself and maybe cut some tape. And since this is an injury timeout, teams just here huddling and now breaking back out to the court. But unfortunately for the Wildcats, their three-point star, Tyler Smith, heads off to the locker room. As right now on the game, he's got 9 total points. He leads the scoring here for the Wildcats. But Layton Wiseau extends the score himself on the inbound play. It's now 29-26. Now a three-point lead for Frankfurt. They are on a roll. They have scored 10 straight points. Excuse me, 11 straight points. Scotchamy spinning around, trying to head through Lane Mawiza's defender, then kicks out to Nobert on the left wing. Firing outside, back again to Nobert, and the ball will be turned over for the 8th turnover of the game against the Eagles to Rosequist. Rosequist with a lead-changing layup. Pass back outside to Carter Olsen. Now the Lane Mawiza at the top of the perimeter. Tries to fire a three, and there will be a foul underneath the basket just a foot away. It looks to be called against the Wildcats. That will be the first foul of the quarter. Just 3 minutes in. We have our first foul of the game against Carter Olsen as well. 5 minutes left to go to the third quarter. 3 minutes in, and the Eagles have still yet to touch the scoreboard. They're down by 3, 29-26. Levi Thrasher, he tries to go in with 2. Looks like he was fouled on the floor. They were going to say it was on the ground before his arm went up trying to go for the layup. So Nobert will have the pass in here. Goes over the top to Broden Cook, and a three-point shot by Scotchney ties up the game. 5 threes. He is now 5 of 10 on the game. What an incredible number. Three-point shot tried to be responded here by the Frankfurt Wildcats by Anderson, but Scotchney makes the rebound underneath the basket. He'll try to shoot another. That one off the rim. Skips to Loizo. Loizo to Carter Olsen. 29, we are deadlocked. 4:16 to go in the third quarter. Fred Rosequist. Now up to the left side. Jump shot from Wes Anderson. Turning and shooting. Wes Anderson now with 5 points on the game. He averages 17.7 points per game on the season. 2-point lead for the Wildcats. 31-29. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Nobert. Inside drive. Out to Drexen Cook. Cook kicking it out to Levi Thrasher, who could not make the three-point shot. And Lane Mawiza has now rebounded back-to-back threes. Inside jump off to Rosequist. Rosequist kicks it back out to Mawiza. Now to Carter Olsen, and it's an offensive charge on the low block. That's going to be a turnover. The 6th of the game against the Wildcats. 3 fouls in this quarter already against the Wildcats, and none so far against the Eagles. 2 fouls also committed in this quarter against Carter Olsen, the 6'1" senior. No pressure here as the Eagles will be able to take this one down the court with the man-to-man pickup coming out the perimeter line. Trexler Cook, now the deep right. 3-point shot up and rattles off the rim, and it looks like there was a foul up at the top of the perimeter. Now the question is, if it's a 2 or 3, and they will say it will be 3 shots given for Ethan Sacco. So I was not 100% sure if maybe his foot was on the line, But looks like they're going to give him a chance to go up and shoot three times. So his first shot goes up, and his first shot goes in. The Wild, the Eagles now shoot as a team 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That's the first player to go up to the free throw line that hasn't been Jack Scotchy. Ethan Sacco misses his second free throw shot, now with just a chance to tie. And he does. He goes 2 for 3 up to the free throw line. Excuse me, he went 3 for 3 at the free throw line. They're going to count the 1. So the team now shooting 6 of 7 is the Eagles. Incredible numbers from the free throw line. 32-31, now our 6th lead change of the game. Frankfurt trying to reclaim the lead here. Porter Colvin on the throw-in. Pass gain in to Carter Olson. Tyler Smith, still not on the bench, back from the locker room, here for the Wildcats. He is right now still the leading scorer for Frankfurt. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. In play to throw will be, again, Porter Colvin. Working off the Frankfurt bench, off the inside of it, he throws it in to Carter Olson. Carter Olson, left-hand drive. Crossing it, and then a foul called against Scotchny. Getting a little aggressive around the hips. And Scotchny will pick up his first foul of the game. That will also be the first team foul of the quarter against the Eagles. 4 fouls against the Wildcats. Their next foul will be a double bonus for the Eagles to go up and shoot 2 at the line. 2:45 left to go to the third quarter. It's 32-31. Open 3-point shot. Great screen by Tate Stahlbomber for Wes Anderson. And Anderson cans it to take the lead. Now our 7th lead change of the game. And looks like that's going to be a turnover against Luke Nober. A travel as he drives down Broadway. 34-32. 2-point lead for Frankfurt. They will look to extend on this offense possession. And Clifton Clyde will re-enter a full-court press. Up by 2. 2:21 to go in the third. Nearly turning the ball over. And they will. Great defensive pressure there by Luke Nober, who just had the turnover for the Eagles and then forces the turnover for the Wildcats. Way to make it up. Scotchny. Left side here, dribbling with the right hand, crosses to his right, veers inside, tries to use the backboard. Ball pinballs around, and Scotchy will go up and shoot 2 up at the line. Scotchy, who has right now on this game 21 points, 15 of his 21 points are from threes, and right now, well, now he's got another point, so now 22 points in the game. So he's also got 5 points alone for free throw shots. He goes 1 for 2 up at the free throw line. The Eagles, as a team, now shoot 7 of 9. Still down by 1, and they re-get the ball back after a block. That goes down as a turnover. Wildcats now with 8 on the game. Scotchny driving inside, trying to take the lead. Lane Loizo makes the rebound underneath the basket with 1:45 to go in the third. It's Frankfurt still up by 1, 34-33. Inside pass off Stahlbomber, wide open! The big man versus the big man! Chase against Chase! And I said it before, my bet's on Chase. And he gets it. Now 36-33, 3-point lead here for the Wildcats. Trying to draw it closer or tie it, but it's Scotchny with the ball. Pass it off to his right to Broden Cook. Cook out to his right side to Nober. Nober behind the back pass off to Sacco. Now Scotch to the inside, spinning around, looking for an outlet. Fadeaway shot. Could not get it to go inside. Chase Stahlbomber, the 6'8" senior, comes up with the rebound. A minute left to go in the third. Inside pass on the look. Stahlbomber, he gets it. Turns around against Chase. Couldn't get it to go in. As he had not an opening to shoot, and kicks it out to the near wing. Porter Colvin, he gets fouled. That will be the 2nd foul of the quarter against the Eagles. 5,000 already been created by the Wildcats. So it is double bonus for the Eagles here. The Eagles can definitely take possible advantage or control of the fouls. With just a minute left to go. But Frankfurt, they have the possession. Inside pass to Anderson to Olsen. Olsen up to the top. Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith, who actually now finally re-enters the game. I've talked about Smith. He is, well, the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Still stays here with Frankfurt. But Tyler Smith, he has hobbled off the bench twice. He has two taped fingers. He has went to the locker room, came back. And he still leaves his team in scoring with two three-point shots onto his name. And he's got a total of 9 points. And Tyler Smith has the ball. Drives up to the top, flips it out to the right. Inside, Lane the Wiseau against Scotchney. Ball rolls. Fred Rosequist makes the rebound, but they're going to say the ball hits the baseline and goes out of bounds. That will be a turnover. 9 turnovers apiece for each side. Both teams equaling it out in the rebound battle and the turnover battle. Now it's coming down to who can shoot the best. Scotchney, who's only hit 1-3 in this quarter. This time he drives inside. I think they might get a foul here against Carter Olsen. And it will be against Lane the Wiseau. Lane the Wiseau, he picks up his 3rd foul of the game. And also puts Jack Scotchney up to the free throw line. Again, he's got 22 points on the game. And he will stay that way as he misses his first free throw up here. Scotchney, who has not went 0-for-2 at any free throw attempt yet tonight. Massive here to maybe draw less than a 2-point game. And Scotchney will. He is on back-to-back times, went 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Up by 2, 36-34, 6 seconds left on the clock in the third quarter. Frankfurt Wildcats, Tyler Smith, Olsen, the 3, down deep, oh, it rattled in, but just couldn't find its way through the dark. Oh, what an incredible attempt by Carter Olsen to nearly end the quarter. It rattled in, but it spat out. We're back in 60 on 92.1 KNZA as well as 3.9 KNZA. 36-34, the Frankfurt Wildcats lead.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And this is the start of the fourth quarter here on 92.1 KMZA, 103.9 KMZA. We simulcast this one, one of the best games going on here tonight, especially in the TVL. The number 9 ranked team in the Wildcats against the number 10th ranked team in the Clifton Quad Eagles, all in Class 1A Division 1. And a quick turnaround for the 2-point shot. Broden Cook hits it from the top post. We're deadlocked at 36-all. In the girls' game, we were deadlocked at 36-all with 7:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. We got Kowinky Dinks all here tonight, folks. Wayne Malizo tries to go on a drive, couldn't go in. Rebound picked up by Kai Chase. His fourth of the night. 7:15 to go, trying to break the lock as we, again, 36 apiece. Trexton Cook looking for an outlet, passed it to his left side. I believe the intended target was to Broden Cook, but unfortunately he found the out-of-bounds area. 7:02 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tyler Smith, again, is back into this game after stepping out. Wes Anderson drives inside and goes in for two. Anderson, who's a 17-point average a game already in this one, has 10 points. And most of his points here coming from the second half alone. He's got 7 in this half. And a 3-point shot missed by a mile. That was way airmailed from Oliver Nobert. Ball goes out of bounds, and the possession will go to the Wildcats. As they're back up by 2, 38-36, with a chance to extend this lead. Screen set by Fred Rosequist. Try to go for a pick and roll. This time he sets up another pick and roll. Tyler Smith looked towards him but couldn't get him. Look out to the left. Now Wes Anderson has it. And Wes Anderson, he immediately off the pick and roll, steps back, tries to take a three because he saw that the spacing between him and Scotchney was close. So he tried to take a three. Scotchney fouls him. And now it gives 3 free throw opportunities for Wes Anderson up at the line. Anderson is a near 60% shooter, going up at the charity marker. And his first one goes in. He's now got 11 points on the game. It's now a 3-point game. Frankfurt with a chance to extend it to a 4-point lead. And they will. Well, why stop at 4 when you can make it a 5? Wes Anderson right now, 2 of 2. See if he can cash in this last bucket. It's up, and it's in. He hit the same spot 3 straight times. If he was shooting a bow and arrow, he would have just broke the same one down the bullseye. He's now got 13 points on the game, 41-36. 5-point lead here. And now the crowd gets loud. 3-point shot from the Eagles. And the pressure is hot down the court, and a turnover by the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wes Anderson must have had some adrenaline pumping in him because, well, he looked like a quarterback as he threw a bullet pass all the way down the court to Tyler Smith. But unfortunately, he missed the wide-open wide receiver. And the ball went out of bounds. 41-36. Timeout called. Taken by the Eagles as they have the possession. Down by 5. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA, 5:55. Let's go in the fourth.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, as the saying goes, and I said it at halftime, live by the three, die by the three. The Eagles had 6 three-point shots in the first half. They have only produced 1 three-point shot in the second half. They have struggled on inside paint plays. They were outscored 14-8 in that third quarter transition here to the fourth. They're down by 5, 41-36. And again, the Frankfurt Wildcats have been able to be consistent on all fronts of the court. They've been able to do good from around the perimeter, inside the free throw line. And the free throw line is actually where I mentioned at halftime, where they need to really pick up at. And that has led into their success to this point. Over the top, trying to suffer an alley-oop to Jake Scotchney. Could not get it. The rebound by Wes Anderson. Anderson out to his right to Carter Olson. Olson to Rosequist. Rosequist to Porter Colvin, looking for some communication errors there, but they find the pass. Wes Anderson now has it. He sets up over the top. The ball gets passed out of bounds. That's going to be another turnover for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They now have 11 on the game. 9 for the Eagles. All unofficially. 5:22 to go in the fourth. Still down by 5, 41-36. Eagles with the possession. Turn around, Scotchney. pressured underneath, goes over the top, but he's shut out by Wes Anderson. I'm telling you, the inside, it's been trouble, but not here for Frankfurt. Oh, playing the Wiseau, missed one of the easiest layups underneath the basket. Just had to float it inside. But it goes out of bounds. The ball goes here to the Eagles. Some are arguing for a foul, but the Eagles, they have the possession. Zach Skocny near the wing. Sets a screen for Nober. Nober steps back, back to Skocny. He fires a three, and he cans it! Skocny, six threes today! 18 points off the three-point shot. It has been the old and reliable Forum. He's got 26 total points in this game, not all from threes, but majority threes. And now Frankfurt is going to get called an offensive charge down low by Fred Rosequist. And, well, if any of you can hear the crowd behind me, there's obviously a little bit of a disagreement with the call. But it will go down as a turnover. 41-39. The Eagles reclaim the possession here. Jack Skocny, who has kept his team on his back all game long. Again, the Eagles have not had many scorers reach the board with only four total players, but only one player has had more than one bucket, and that has been Jack Skocny. But underneath the basket is Rexton Cook, who goes up for the second time today. And this game is now deadlocked at 41 apiece, 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass out to the right side, behind the back, give and go, Carter Olsen. He looks for the three, doesn't take it, goes between his legs. And now a timeout taken by head coach, second year, Adam Schreiner. Two very young head coaches, by the way, as Adam Schreiner has only been with the program 2 years. Clifton Clyde's head coach, Josh Skocny, has only been with the program 2 years, but this is his first year head coach. So two young coaches, young teams, but man, we have seen nothing but explosiveness tonight. We're back in 30. On KMZ and KNZ. It's 41 apiece with 4:06 up to go in the fourth.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
4:06 left to go here, 41-41. Timeout just taken by the Frankfurt Wildcats. And let me tell you, they really have put the Wild in the Wildcats. And they've made this a very interesting game. Those first two quarters, they had struggling starts but good finishes. But that third quarter, they had an incredible start. It's been the same go in the fourth, but of course we are tied. And now a turnover swiftly here. The 13th of the game from the Wildcats. And down the court gets fouled as the Eagles. And Tyler Smith once again is hobbling on his right leg. Jack Skocny goes up to the free throw line. And Tyler Smith, he has hobbled on that leg three times tonight and went to the locker room once. He has been battling so much, not only on that leg, but that hand, too, as he has two fingers wrapped up on his non-shooting hand. Jack Skocny with a chance to take the lead here. He misses the first free throw shot. See if he can make the second. And he does. He can't. On his last three trips, he's went 1 of 2. 42-41, 3:55 left to go in the final quarter. Carter Olsen, Loizo, bounce passing, screen set, pick and roll. Now back up to the top to Rosequist. Loizo driving inside, loses the ball. It's on the ground. Nowhere picks it up. It's down the court quickly. Over the top on the alley-oop setup. Could not go over the layup. Skocny misses it, makes his own rebound, but loses the ball on the second chance opportunity. Carter Olsen. Now with the ball, right-hand dribble, crossing to his left on the pass. Now to Porter Coleman, keeping it up high, goes over the top to Fred Rosequist, back out top to Coleman, Coleman to three, and it's off the rim! In the hands of Skocny, who's got 8 rebounds unofficially on this game. 3:13 now to go. Still a 1-point lead here for the Eagles. Milbert thinks of the three, doesn't take it. Scotchy goes inside, and it looks like a foul is going to get called here once again against the Wildcats. Jack Scotchy has taken a total of now 6 trips up to the free throw line. First free throw shot up here on this one goes up and in. Jack Scotchney, who on the last 3 attempts has went 1 of 2. This time he goes 2 of 2. The ball had to think about it for a second, but it did go in. It's now 44-41. 3-point lead here now for the Eagles. This is also officially, we've had 8 lead changes here in this game. Bounce pass inside. Quick turnover. Scotchy down the court. Inside drive. Loses the ball. That's a 10th turnover by the Eagles. And now a foul will follow. Right on suit. And the clock isn't stopping, and now it finally does. It gets stopped at 2:36. Not sure if a little extra time might have just came off the board. But regardless, it's the Frankfurt with the possession. Wes Anderson driving down the court. Far side wing. They drive inside. And he gets the and one. Waving through defenders. Wes Anderson. With what was a million-dollar move and a billion-dollar finish. You couldn't get any richer with those moves on the court. And Anderson has a chance to tie with the and one. We're back in 30 after the Eagles time out. It's 44-43. A chance to tie for Anderson on the and one with 2:29 to go in the fourth. Stay locked in here to 92.1 and 103.9. KNZA and KNZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Miami Wiseau only had 3 points in the first half, all coming from the second quarter with a 3-point shot, but he's got 12 points alone in this second half. He has a chance to tie the game, and he does! Miami Wiseau is 4 of 4 from the free throw line, and now we are tied at 44 apiece with 220, excuse me, Wes Anderson. Goes 4 for 4 at the free throw line. 2:15 to go. With it is Nobert. Nobert to Scotchy with 2:09. Game tied 44. Scotchy drives inside. It just gets loose off the rim. And it's picked up by Lane the Wiseau. The Wiseau, who's only got 2 points on the game, but he's impacted with 6 rebounds. Carter Olsen fires left. Carter Colvin with it on the far wing up to the top now to Wes Anderson. Anderson, who's had an extremely incredible night so far, especially in the fourth quarter, and then another charge called against the Wildcats. That against Carter Olsen. That might be his final foul of the game. No, that'll be his third foul of the game. I believe that should actually be his fourth. But regardless, Carter Olsen with 3 on the game now. And the offensive charge leads to a turnover, so now 14 turnovers against the Wildcats. Jack Scotchney, drive inside the wing, kicks out to Cook. Cook back to Scotchney. He's set up for 3, drives inside, tries to go off the basket, and that time he goes in for 2. Scotchney has struggled to get inside the basket when driving inside, but that time he goes in and takes the lead for our 9th lead change of the game, 46-44. 1 minute left to go. 60 seconds. Falls loose on the ground. A player falls. Scotchy gets it thrown to him, and a timeout is taken by Josh Gotchie of the Clifton Clyde Eagles with 53.8 seconds left to go. It's 46-44. We're keeping the game right here, folks, for you. Excuse me, officially only eight lead changes. There's been eight lead changes in this game. And this has been a hectic fourth quarter. We came into this fourth quarter 36-34. The Frankfurt Wildcats finally retook the lead to come into this quarter, and we have been deadlocked at multiple spots. 36-36, 41-41, 44-44, and a chance again for Frankfurt. Well, they don't have a chance right now. They need to earn the opportunity back. I will say, though, there is a shot clock here that's sitting at 31 seconds right now. This is the first all year long I have seen the shot clock be used in the TVL. So this could come into a massive amount of play. We'll see how this works, but it does at least guarantee that Frankfurt does get the ball back in some capacity. They just have to keep the Eagles off the board. But I said live by the three, die by the three for the Eagles. They have only made 2 3-point shots in the second half, but where they have succeeded is that they adapted on the inside. And I mentioned that. The Eagles want to find a way to success. They got to learn to adapt, and they have. Foul called against the Frankfurt Wildcats immediately on the throw-in. That will send none other than Luke Nobert up to the free throw line. Nobert, who struggled a little bit tonight from it. And the first one misses. He'll have a chance to shoot one more to make it a 3-point game with 52.3 seconds left to go, but Frankfurt has to make the rebound. Luke Nobert. Up and out. Rebound by Wes Anderson. Frankfurt down the court, down by two with 47 seconds remaining. Up to the top. To Lane Wiseau, Wes Anderson to three. From deep, he's fouled. Lane Wiseau gets fouled 6 feet from the 3-point line. And he'll go up and shoot two. Three. Wes Anderson, who has not missed from the free throw line at all tonight. He is 4 for 4. The first one goes up, and the first one does not go in. He's only got two more shots up here at this try. Taking a deep breath from the chest, trying to lock and reload. Next one goes up, and that one sinks right in through. 1-point game, 46-45. Here on KMZA and KNZA. A chance for the All-State Elementary of the first team All-League player to try to get this. And he does. Had a quiet down for the young junior out on the court as he makes 2 of 3 to tie the game at 46-46. It's been 36-36, 41-41, 44-44, and 46-46. A tie to rule them all. We're back in 30 after a timeout taken by the Eagles. Here on 19.1 and KNZA with 40.3 seconds to go in the fourth.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, much like the crowd, I'm also standing up because we have what could be an incredible last 40.3 seconds left on the board. Both teams tied at 46-46. This game coming into the half was 26-22. The Eagles had the lead, but coming in the fourth and final quarter, it was 36-34. The Frankfurt Wildcats had the lead. We have officially 9 lead changes in this game. Jack Scotchney with the ball on the far wing, passing it off to Trenton Cook. Back down to Scotchney. Scotchney, who has over 30 points today, 31 points to be exact. He has been dynamite. And now just going around the perimeter, shot clock at 11 with 14 seconds left on the actual clock. And now a travel, a turnover with 12.1 seconds to go. The second team all-state player, the TBO All-Leaguer, turns it over. On the inside travel, the full court press with 12.1 seconds to go. Inside to Wes Anderson with 10 seconds. Driving down the court, Wes Anderson deep from the wing. The drive inside, passes it. Porter Coleman to end the game. And off the rim, we are going into overtime at 46-46. The first overtime game all year long here on 92.1 KMZA. Welcome aboard, 103.9. You're the curse. No, I'm just kidding. You're the blessing. We got more minutes and more time with you here. Basketball action coming right back at you shortly. We're back in a minute here on KMZA and KMZA. We enter our first overtime of the year.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Happy New Year's. It's our first overtime of the year. 46-46. You're locked into KMZA, KNZA, and now we're going to get a second tip-off here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's Lane the Wiseau on the left of the dial, and it's won by him. On the right was Gachi, but the Wildcats will start here in overtime. The first overtime game they've seen all season long. They have a chance to win it here. Pass out the near to Olsen. Now back up to the top. Trying to go in for the finesse on the layup was Olsen. He could not go in with it. The rebound was picked up by Broden Cook. Now down the court. Now to Nobert. Oliver Nobert up to Scotchy. 30 seconds now off the clock. And here the first points of overtime. Trexton Cook. His sixth point of the game, 48-46. Retaking the lead here is the Eagles on the deep wing. Now for the top of the perimeter, going inside, Rosequist, Anderson set for a wide open shot, missed and rebounded by Cook, and a foul called against the Wildcats. And the foul counts get extended from the fourth and final quarter. So it will put Trexton Cook up to the free throw line to shoot two. Both teams are technically in the double bonus. Next foul, the player will go up and shoot two. And what an overtime here for Trexton Cook, who only had 4 points coming into this overtime. He's already got three. As he's up on the free throw line, he shoots and makes one, and he hits the other. So he's doubled his amount of points on the game, just a minute here into OT. It's 50-46. Down the court, Carter Olsen taking the right leg jab and then turning around for Colvin now with it. Now there's Fred Rosequist up to the top. Loizzo takes a three, bangs off the rim. It is fought for, and Scotchy gets it. Scotchy, who enters overtime with 31 points on this game. A dominant amount of six tool three-point shots. But he has not been taking the three in the last couple of minutes. He has been primarily trying to look on inside drive. And he tries to drive on this one, loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. Turnover against the Eagles. That is their 12th turnover of the game. 2:23 to go in overtime. The Wildcats have yet to touch the board yet. They're down by four. 2:13 to go in the fourth. 50-46. Now, number ninth ranked team in Class 1A Division 1. Wildcats taking on the number 10 ranked Eagles. Olsen open for three! And he cans it to put it to a one-point game. An incredible double scramble at the top to get a wide open shot. 1:53 to go in the fourth. Excuse me, the OT. Scotchy driving inside. Scotchy now with a total of 33 points on the game. Absolute night for him. Rosequist. Wide open for three, but doesn't take it. Behind the back, give and go to Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson falls to the ground, loses the ball. It's a track race down the court, but it's abruptly stopped at the top of the perimeter as the ball is handed off to Scotchny with 1:16 left to go. It's a three-point game still here. Inside drive to Oliver Nobert to the left of him, to Luke Nobert. On the near wing, pass inside back to Luke. Luke. Hand off behind him on the give and go. Now Nobert's open for three. Off the rim. Rebounded by Scotchy. Trying to go back up with it. He gets blocked. And now the Cats are coming back down the court. And a timeout will be taken by Adam Schreiner as his team is down by three. The three-point shot isn't necessary right here. But depending on how much time you fry off the board, you might consider taking the three. There's only 28 seconds on the shot clock as the inbounds play will happen from the near side of the Frankfurt bench. We're back in 30. Stay locked in here, 92.1 KMZA and 103.9 KMZA. It's 52-49, 45.4 seconds left to go in overtime.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where we could be having our last 45.4 seconds left of the game. But here, Frankfurt, they have to try to tie the game. They are down by three, 52-49, but still 45.4 seconds to work with. Tying is not necessary in this situation, but depending on how much time gets knocked off the board, you might consider that three-point shot. Wes Anderson, pump fakes a three, then he's wide open! It rolls right off the rim! It almost went in! The rebound catered by Cook! And now the shot clock turns off, and there's only 21 seconds to go in OT. And Scotchny will go up to the free throw line. Jack Scotchny, the second team All-State player, the TVL All-League player, who has 33 total points on this game and a chance to maybe put it away. And his first free throw shot goes off the back of the rim. He's got one more chance here to make it a four-point game, a two-possessioner. Can the All-State player do it? The second shot goes off and it's off! It's rebounded by Lane Loizzo! Loizzo down the court, loses the ball. They're going to see the last one to touch it was Frankfurt. That's going to be a turnover. Forced by Broden Cook. And now we're going to see immediate timeout right back from the Eagles. Full timeout. We'll keep it here for possibly the last time on 92.1 and 13.9. And that's overtime. 52-49. Again, wild bit of events. You're just kind of catching it up at this point in the game. Halftime was 26-22, entering the fourth quarter. Frankfurt, they had the lead, 36-34. We went into overtime, 46-46. Since then, 6 points have been on the board for the Eagles, and only 3 points have gotten on the board for the Wildcats. Still trying to look for some progress here. Jack Scotchny in this quarter has gotten 2 points on the board. Trexton Cook, he has earned 4 points on the board. for the Eagles. As for the Wildcats right now, they've only seen one score from Carter Olsen, a deep three from the top of the perimeter line. Wes Anderson, he's also tried a three, but unfortunately for him, it just rattled off the back and went out. And then to explain the last couple of events that happened, the second-team All-State player, Jack Scotchy, went to the free throw line, missed both his free throw shots. Lane Loizzo had it. He tried to dribble down the sideline of the court, but Broden Cook had just incredible defensive pressure on him, made him lose control of the ball, rolls out of bounds at the deep corner, and now what has to happen is either the Frankfort Wildcats get the steal or have to immediately foul and force a shoot-two situation. So we'll see if they can get the steal here. Good pressure, but it is fouled. An immediate foul will have to go on against Trexton Cook. Cook in this quarter alone, 2 of 2. We'll see if he can try to put this game away. But you look at free throws on the game for both teams, because the Clyde Eagles, they have made a total of 10 free throw shots. They have made 10 of 14. Frankfort Wildcats, they have only made 6 total. And the first free throw shot is missed. So you're telling me there's a chance and the Eagles have missed 3 straight free throws. The pressure is on. Can Trexton Cook make it a 2-possession game? And he does. He hits the second shot down the court quickly. They have to shoot fast. Long three, and oh, I thought it nearly drained. It looked like it had a perfect arc. It was just off by a foot to the left. And with 5.9 seconds left to go, it looks like this one might just be the end for the Frankfort Wildcats in OT. 53-49, the Eagles have a lead with 6 seconds left. They get the ball inside with 4.3 seconds left to go. Jack Skoczny is fouled. So what an incredible effort by both teams here tonight. Again, Clifton Clyde most likely here to secure this victory. They go on to move up to 5-3 on the season with only one upcoming game against Blue Valley Randolph next Tuesday. After that, they won't have a game next Friday. It will be the CBL tournament up next for them. For the Frankfort Wildcats, they have 2 games next week. They have Jonathan West on Tuesday, and they have a makeup game on next Thursday with Valley Heights. After that, then it will be the TDL tournament. So, making just one free throw shot up with Skoczny. So he finishes the game with officially 34 total points. And the game ends 54-49 in a singular overtime. We'll be back in a couple of minutes for our post-game show brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. And our player of the game, brought to you by the Forest Day Bank. Stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZ alongside our simulcast to 103.9 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, simulcasted with KNZA. This is KMZN 2.1. And hey, we're on our postgame show by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. But this is also our Player of the Game segment, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com. Let's get out of our way, our player of the game, that going to none other than Jack Scotchney. He averages 25.4 points per game, 8.9 rebounds per game. Well, in this game specifically, he finished the night with 10 total rebounds with this game, unofficially 10 rebounds, so it might not be a double-double, but I do think I got him at 10 rebounds. So 10 rebounds and 34 total points. He went 10 of 15 from the free throw line. He hit 6 total three-point shots. 18 of his total of 34 points were from threes. He was absolutely incredible. And this kind of lets me segue into what I was talking about at halftime, where the notes I made was live by the three, die by the three. The Clifton Clyde Eagles, they really attacked the three-point shot. But then I said, if you want to really extend this game out and get a victory out of it, you got to be able to fight inside, and that's what the Clifton Clyde Eagles did. They finally got that inside work and that inside effort to work out, and not just because they were making shots inside, but they were drawing fouls inside. They earned an incredible amount of opportunities up to the free throw line throughout this game, and through that, they earned the chance to extend the lead, especially in that final quarter with Trexton Cook being able to go 3-for-4 at the free throw line to help kind of put the game away, as well as Jack Scotchney, who went 1-of-2 at the free throw line in that final overtime quarter. But a recap of this game, it was 26-22 at halftime, Eagles lead, and then going into the fourth and final, well, wasn't the final quarter, as it was 36-34 going into that fourth quarter. We wound up going into overtime, 46-46, but in overtime, the Eagles outscored Frankfurt 8-3. In the game, the Clifton Clyde Eagles had 8 total three-point shots, that is 24 total points off the three. Frankfurt Wildcats had 4 total threes, that is 12 points off the threes. Unofficial turnover stats here, Eagles with 11-15 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Last time here was some scores unofficially. Wes Anderson with 18 total points, Lizo 2, Carter Olsen 6, Tyler Smith finished with 9, Chase Stahlbaumer 6, Fred Rosequist with 4, Porter Colvin with 4, Oliver Nobert finished with 3, Broden Cook with 2, Jack Scotchney with 34, Kai Chase did not have any points with 4 rebounds. Trexton Cook, he finished with 9. And again, our players of the game, Jack Scotchney with 6 threes, 10 for 15 at the line, 34 total points. I do also want to give a shout out to Tyler Smith, as he had an incredible day today. And not only did he play really his tail off, but he had 3 times where he came to the bench, he hobbled off, he even went to the locker room, came back out. He played through a wrapping on his left hand where 2 of his fingers had to get wrapped together. Tell you what, that kid was a fighter. He played all he can, got there on the court. So shout out to him. Special shout out to that young Frankfurt man right there in the 6-foot senior in Tyler Smith. But the Clifton Clyde Eagles now improved to 5-3 on the season. And the Frankfurt Wildcats now drops to 5-3 on the season. If you didn't hear, the Clifton Clyde Eagles also won earlier on the night. The ladies did to improve to 7-1. and the Frankfurt Wildcats girls, they drop to 4-4. Thank you for being locked into 92.1 KMZ alongside 103.9 KMZ. We're going to send you back to the studio. This has been Crittenden Prophet, Troy Prophet, and Kirk Kellen back to studio. Stay safe and have a good rest of your night.
Good call, buddy. Good call, buddy. Be careful. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll send in my recap.
All right. Thanks, buddy.